Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer, founder of Grateful AI. And if you haven't checked us out already, visit openaitraining.com. We have an exciting episode today, but just a quick recap, the last episode, 7, The Future of AI, check it out. But today, it's episode 8, AI and Jobs. Really excited about this. First, let's dispel some myths about AI and jobs. There's a number of common misconceptions about AI replacing human jobs. And I'm sure you have heard your stories from other people, you've made your opinions, and opinions are hard to change. Let's talk about a few of the common myths about AI and jobs. The first one, AI augmentation. The truth is, AI is more likely to augment human capabilities rather than replace jobs entirely. It can enhance productivity, decision-making, and efficiency, or create efficiencies, in various different industries. So, not replace, but augment. Next, new job creation. There are, as you've probably already seen, if you go to LinkedIn and search jobs, they're looking for people with AI experience. While some jobs may be automated, AI also creates a tons and tons of new job opportunities. It leads to the development of roles in AI programming, maintenance supervision, and ethical oversight. That's new work that, if you're interested, can be for you. Let's talk about the human skills emphasis. AI tends to excel at repetitive tasks and, of course, data analysis. But it lacks this human quality or qualities like creativity, emotional intelligence, and complex problem solving. This is where you come in. Jobs requiring these skills are less likely to be automated. If you know that, try to lean into the things that make you uniquely human and put more emphasis on those unique abilities you have while augmenting your work and supporting it with AI where appropriate. What about collaboration? In many cases, AI serves as a tool to amplify human capabilities rather than replace them. So if you want a good frame, think of AI as collaboration, a partner in helping you get things done. As AI evolves, and we evolve alongside it, the skill requirements for jobs are going to change. Jobs evolve with the integration of AI, requiring a shift in skill set. Employees who adapt and acquire new skills related to AI can remain valuable in the workplace. Employees who adapt and acquire new skills can remain valuable in the workplace, and I would argue can become increasingly more valuable in the workplace. This is why training is so important. We often don't know what we don't know, and it's hard to improve if we don't have a map or a guide or someone to show us. Anytime you're thinking about up-leveling your skills, especially right now, look to AI and ask for help. Of course, in AI and jobs, there are many ethical and social considerations. Certain tasks, especially those involving ethical decisions, interpersonal relationships, and empathy, are challenging for AI to handle. Human involvement in these areas, especially, is crucial. So keep that in mind. Jobs are transforming. And while some tasks within a job may be automated, the overall nature of many professions is more likely to transform then disappear. Humans may take on a higher level of responsibility, leaving the routine tasks to AI. When I was working with a company that focused on AI and robotic process automation, we did a lot of work around helping companies eliminate routine tasks. And the overwhelming response from the people that we supported is helping them do more of the things that they enjoy doing and they're already good at. I love that about AI, is helping people get their time back to lean into the things that light them up and give them energy. When it comes to AI and jobs, economic growth is inevitable. AI is a multiplier. The adoption of AI has the potential to spur economic growth in many different industries, leading to the creation of new industries entirely and markets. This growth can offset job displacement in certain sectors. No different than if you look at history, when the assembly line came around and people were making cars and the factory workers got all these jobs, there was a huge increase in job growth. No different with AI. Jobs are being created every day that didn't exist yesterday. Train yourself, prepare yourself, and you'll be part of that economic growth. It's got to be said that there's a lot of things that we can't see coming. There are unforeseen opportunities. The full impact of AI on the job market is not entirely predictable. As these technology advances happen, it opens up new possibilities and markets. If you can't see an opportunity coming, the best thing you can do is prepare yourself so that when it does show up, you're ready. Also, an abundant need for human oversight. AI systems require humans to oversee them, to ensure the ethical decision-making, to prevent bias where possible, as much as possible, and address unexpected situations. This oversight creates new jobs, new roles related to AI governance and regulation. And of course, adaptability. Jobs that involve adaptability, critical thinking, and learning agility are less susceptible to automation. Human qualities like intuition and contextual understanding remain challenging for AI to replicate. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you're in a good place. You're in the best place. You are ready to learn, to grow, and to take advantage of the opportunities in front of you. AI is, of course, transforming industries. And these transformations are incredible. It is awesome to see people getting new job opportunities on skills that they only recently learned. People are looking for new opportunities, and the best way to get opportunities is to get your feet wet. Start using AI daily. ChatGPT is a great place to start if you haven't already. So this evolving job landscape, this changing nature of jobs in AI, this demand, this increasing demand for new skills and roles, puts you, your team, your company in a great place. But how do you prepare? With so many tools, how do you create strategies for yourself and the individuals on your team to adapt to this changing job landscape? The emphasis needs to be on continuous learning and upskilling. We can't be stagnant, especially right now. If you're not learning, you are inevitably going to be surpassed by those that are continuously learning. This continuous improvement needs to be at the core of every business and every individual within a business in order to thrive. AI's role in job creation is really to be a contributor. We are in a fantastic position to enhance productivity and innovation through creativity and application. The concerns regarding job displacement due to AI, inevitably, as things change, people need to change with them. These are a sign of the times. I think it's a great opportunity to learn something new. I love learning new things. And by constantly learning new things, you're going to mitigate the negative impacts of AI and future-proof yourself for employment. If you're entrepreneurial, if starting a company is something that you've wanted to do, there has never been a better time to leverage AI to pursue entrepreneurship. There are countless opportunities for startups and small businesses in the space as the information becomes disseminated. There are room for companies to teach, to train, to enable others to take advantage of AI. When it comes to collaborating with humans, the emphasis needs to be collaborative. You know, I play guitar, and one of my favorite things is to jam, to play with others and sing. And we are a collection of the sum of our parts, and you can make beautiful music when you work with others. The same way you can be more productive when you use AI, not only independently, but with teams, and get the maximum benefit from using them as a group. There's an immediate multiplier when you do this effectively. I want to encourage you to continue to stay informed about AI and jobs. You can take a look at our website, openaitraining.com, where we have a ton of resources as well as opportunities for people to take advantage of. We're always updating it, so please take a look. If you'd like, if you're an Instagram person, check out at OpenAI Training, where we have a ton of great information as well. I'd also like to invite you to share your thoughts and experiences on the evolving job landscape. Are you working in AI? Are you using AI in your job? If so, how? What tools do you like? Are you using ChatGPT? Is that something that is a staple of your work? In closing, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you in particular, because without you, the show does not exist. Remember to like and subscribe and leave 5-star reviews if you feel called. This has just been so much fun, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am excited. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about our next episode, when we're going to be talking about AI failures and lessons learned. Because you can't talk about successes if you don't understand the lessons that you've learned along the way. My name again is Mark Latimer, the host of the show, the AI Training Podcast. As always, why be good when you can be grateful? I love you.